have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Oh,
you are amazing.
I Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I bless you on today. What a powerful song. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just so excited on today. I don't know if you can hear me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Am I unmuted? Am I unmuted? Amen. If I am, hello, this is Apostle Dawn. Amen. What a powerful song. Glory to God. You are amazing. Hallelujah, Lord God. You changed my life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You are amazing, and I will sing glory of my God on today. Well, thank you, everyone. Amen. Thank you for being with us. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We were created to worship him, as the woman of God said in the song. Amen. You are amazing. Did you know that, people of God? The word says in Revelation 4:11, you are worthy, O Lord our God. Amen. You are worthy, Lord our God, to receive glory and honor and power. Amen. The word of God says, hallelujah, that he receives the honor and the power and the glory. Hallelujah. Why? Because all things were created by him. Did you not know that he is the creator of heaven and earth? Amen. And so we worship him on today. We lift up our hands unto him. We bless his name. The word of God says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless your holy name. I adore him, and I make known to you that are listening under the sound of my voice, with all adoration, with all praise and glory that belongs to him. Hallelujah. I'm excited. I'm on 100 on today. Glory to God. Just because of the very fact that he decided to put breath in my mouth. The very first breath I took this morning was his. Hallelujah. The air that I breathe, it is his breath in the name of Jesus. And we are thankful. We are grateful on today. Hallelujah. Because we were created in his image. Hallelujah. We were created for his purpose. Hallelujah. And so we bless his name, Elohim, El Elyon, hallelujah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Siktenu, hallelujah, Jehovah, hallelujah, Rohe, our shepherd, the one that provides all of our needs in the name of Jesus. We worship him on today. Hallelujah. Well, thank you again. Listen. There is a great shaking going on in the heavenly realms, and we have been given the authority to speak and say something, to Shabbat our awesome God, oh yes, and encourage our listening audience on today. Why? Because this is the day, and it is not cliche. I'm not being Pollyanny when I say this. This day, the day you woke up, the day that you opened your eyes, the day that you took your first breath, the day that you got up, you were able to walk and move and live and have your being in him. This is the day that he has created, that he has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So right now, where you are, have an expectation for Yeshua to show up. Hallelujah. During this broadcast, in particular, let's make a demand on the anointing this afternoon. Hallelujah. God bless you all this afternoon. Hallelujah. I'm here on the East Coast. This is the woman of God. Again, your host, Apostle P.D. Westbrook, amen, of Healing Mountains Ministries International. Hallelujah. Where you, amen, come with an expectation for Yeshua to show up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Why? Because he is doing something supernatural, people of God. He is manifesting miracles, signs, and wonders. Hallelujah. Particularly in this call for repentance revival. And so, Father God, I thank you today for loving us. I lift up my voice and cry out and wail for our church, our country, our nations, and especially Israel on today, Father God. And I pray for all the apostles and prophets and teachers and evangelists and ministers of the body of Christ and all who are afflicted, Father God. I pray that your hand will move on their behalf during this hour, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Why? Because nothing is impossible for you, Father God. With you, all things are possible. And so I lift up our president and our vice president to you. Oh, the leadership, all of our leadership, our political appointees, our government in the name of Jesus, our judicial systems. Oh, God, particularly our youth and the millennials, Father God. I pray for the listening Facebook family and those who are connected to them. Abba, Father, we are grateful for all you have done thus far in this, hallelujah, in this particular segment of Shabbat Saturday. We thank you in advance in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the souls that will turn their lives towards you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for the wailing women who have said yes to their call in the name of Jesus. We thank you for our assignments. Oh, my God, today. We bless your name, Father God. We exalt your name. We lift up your name. Hallelujah. As we go through this afternoon, hallelujah, in the course of this program, hallelujah, we are getting in position. Oh, my God. We are releasing an SOS, a state of emergency, a sound to the heavens. Hallelujah. Lord God, we need you in this hour. Hallelujah, because yet we live, hallelujah, in this earth realm. We know that we are in this realm. We are in this earth, Lord God. We are a spirit. We have a soul, hallelujah, but we live in this body suit. But Lord God, I pray that you speak to our spirit, man, during this season, during this time, right now, Lord God. And let us advance your epic move in the kingdom, hallelujah, just as you showed me the vision of a tsunami wave of your glory being released. I thank you in advance, Father God, for what you are already doing and have done. Forgive us of our sins. Give us the heart to forgive and to forget. And thank you for the power to heal families, broken relationships, this nation, and reunite the body of Christ in the name of Jesus. Abba, Father, you are altogether wonderful. Yes, the woman of God said, you are amazing. And Lord, we present our requests and lay them on your altar and thank you that you hear us. Hallelujah. As we cry out to you, Father God, again, I thank you. Hallelujah. Receive it as sweet incense in the name of Jesus. Move profoundly upon your humble servant this afternoon that I may be your oracle, Lord God. Oh, my God, the nation needs to see and hear a move from heaven, Father God. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Thy kingdom come. Have your way here now in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. I just had to get that out. Glory to God. I am just so full and I'm so excited about what the Spirit of the Lord is going to release to the hearers in this season and in this hour and even right now as I release the word of the Lord. Amen. So today, hallelujah, I want to take us to the Word of God. And it's a very familiar passage of Scripture. Amen. We all are familiar with Galatians 5, 22, 23. So if you have your Bibles, amen, go to Galatians 5, 22 to 23. It reads, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. And for my companion scripture, let's also read 1 Peter 3:15. 1 Peter 3:15. Amen. It reads, but in your hearts, reverence Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect. Amen. Again, God bless you on this afternoon. Today, I want to share about the fruit of the Spirit of gentleness, gentleness, gentleness. Let that just marinate in your spirit. Hallelujah. Gentleness. I believe that there is a word for you from the Lord regarding the fruit of the Spirit of gentleness in Jesus' name. Amen. So let's take a look at this definition before we go any further in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The quality of being kind. The quality of being kind, tender, mild-mannered. The quality or state of being gentle, especially mildness of manners or disposition. Amen. And it's derived from the word genteel. Amen. Glory to God. Noble, of good family, courageous, valiant, fine, good, fair. Hallelujah. Soft and mild, not harsh or stern or severe. Having or showing a kindly or tender nature, quiet and soothing, belonging to or characteristic of the nobility or aristocrat, amen, easily handled or managed, having little impact but cause to be more favorable, hallelujah, favorably inclined, and to gain the goodwill of all, amen. The Bible tells me that gentleness is showing care and respect for others. For instance, in the parable of the Good Samaritan, Luke 10:25-37, we all know that. Amen. But what we glean from the scriptures, it is indicative of care and respect for others in the way that you act and speak. And as a believer, you demonstrate the fruit of the Spirit in your life when you show gentleness. And there are a number of other examples of individuals that demonstrated gentleness, amen, that can be read in the Word. We do have some really wonderful examples, amen. But I want to share, as part of my time here, I want to share with you what I received concerning the matter of the fruit of the Spirit, gentleness. One very significant and powerful example for me is God himself, Yahweh, amen. He was and is gentle with us. And because he is doing and opening doors for us and on our behalf, amen, and making a way where there is no way and showing such care towards us, amen, us his people, in spite of the chaos, in spite of the variant, amen, he is extending his grace and goodness to us. There is this open door of protection and preservation, amen, for us to get it right, people of God. Because of his gentleness and love towards us, his consistency to forgive us. And remember, he said, it is as far as the east is from the west. When he forgives us, he forgets it. And I believe that this is an amazing demonstration. At least I see how deep, how wide, how much his love and care is towards mankind. The Lord, I mean, he surely could, amen, just give us one chance. But he gives us loads of chances. He could utterly destroy us. But instead, he allows us to receive his salvation and mercy. He is gentle. He takes us as we are, right where we are. He does not give us what we deserve, my God, today, but he gives us an opportunity to get it right. Why? Because his heart towards us is kind. Hallelujah. And easily entreated. His gentleness towards us is incomprehensible, my God, today. Who can understand it? I mean, even the angels, amen, even question, what? I mean, what's up, God? What is it with man that you are mindful of him? Oh, my God, today, he holds us to a different standard because he is gentle and he is kind towards mankind. Amen. And another significant example, at least to me, is Yeshua, Jesus himself. Amen. And his encounter with the woman who was caught in adultery. Her name, we don't know it. Amen. But let's go to the word concerning what happened with her. And that's found in John 8:3-11. John 8:3-11. And it reads, the teachers of the law and the Pharisees brought in a woman caught in adultery. They made her stand before the group and said to Jesus, teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. Now, in the law of Moses commanded us to stone such a woman or execute, amen. Now, what do you say? And they were using this question as to trap him, amen. But Jesus, as we know, just simply bent down and started to write on the ground with his finger. And they kept on questioning, but he did not answer them. And then he straightened himself up and he said, let any one of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her. And then he stooped down again and wrote on the ground. Amen. And as he stayed there, amen, they all begin to go away. I'm paraphrasing. And the woman stood there. And then he straightened himself up and he asked her, woman, where are they? Where are your accusers? Has no one condemned you? And she said, no one, sir. Amen. And then he said something so profound. Then neither do I condemn you. Go now and leave your sin, your life of sin. And according to the law, again, remember, she should have been executed, but she was forgiven and set free. That gentleness. I believe that as he sat there, stooped down in the ground, and I ask the Holy Spirit, you know, and we all question, what was he writing for Christ's sake? Amen. But as he was writing out her accusers, because remember, he can hear and he can read the hearts of men and what's in our hearts. And I believe he was writing down every accusation from those that were standing around her, amen, and crossing them out. Glory to God. And took no charge against her in the name of Jesus. For he forgave her and he forgot it and let her go free, literally free, amen, in her soul and in her person. Glory to God. That just amazes me. Glory to God. Another example that we find in scripture that I think is quite astonishing is the Samaritan woman at the well. Amen. Another incident, amen, where a woman who has five husbands, apparently, is not quite the standard. Amen. But this is what's so powerful. Even though he could have put her on blast, he could have embarrassed her around the others. Amen. Instead, he started a conversation, and he said, woman, go call your husband and come here. Amen. And she said, well, I have no husband. And he said, well, yeah, you answered that one correctly. You don't have a husband, but you had five, and the one you're with is not your husband. And this was between him and her. Amen. He was not trying to embarrass her. And then, of course, she said, I perceive you're a prophet. Glory to God. But because of the fruit of the Spirit, gentleness. He's the embodiment of gentleness. I believe the woman was compelled to open her heart to him because of conviction, not condemnation. He did not embarrass her in the front of the others. And she saw her sin herself, and she knew what needed to be done. Hallelujah. Another example is David. King David, amen. We all know the life of David, glory to God. But I want to talk about David and his son Absalom. Amen. 2 Samuel 18:1-5. Absalom took his father, or attempted to take his father, well, he did. He took his father's kingdom, amen, and wanted to exile him. And he even, I believe, raised an army against his father, David. But David overtook him, yet he ordered his men to not seek revenge against Absalom, to be gentle with instead of vengeance. That is gentleness. Amen. Because he had every right to take revenge. But instead, he told them to be gentle with Absalom. And, you know, in reflecting on this gentleness, my God, today, I personally can say it's not comfortable. And as I always say, it never feels good. Amen. But I take solace in the fact that now, particularly in this season, you find so many people in the world that are suffering with mental distress and are distraught. Amen. We need it in our lives to win souls. Gentleness isn't an afterthought, people of God. It is probably the most important fruit of the Spirit, our spiritual gifts, laid out in Galatians 5:22-23. And I think gentleness, in terms of the opposite of gentleness, we find that it's countered by this desire for revenge, amen, a spirit of self-importance, or even this expression of anger. You don't have any self-control. These are opposed to gentleness. But this kind of gentleness that comes from the fruit of the Spirit involves showing humility and thankfulness towards God. We are literally restrained and we are compassionate by the Holy Ghost. And in order to be gentle, we must not view ourselves as better than someone else. Rather, you know, this spirit of superiority and trying to assert your title or your position. Someone who is gentle wants to help others, even when they have been done wrong. An example of gentleness can be seen in John 8 again, that was already demonstrated to you about the woman of God who, my God, today was accused of the men that found her in adultery. And you observe, even in that, again, the gentleness demonstrated by Jesus, his forgiveness, and not only forgiveness, but absolution. Jesus, right there, erased her past, and that's so significant because gentleness gives us the capacity to forgive and forget. Yes, I said it. Some people say, I forgive you, but I can't forget. That's a lie straight from the pit of hell. Being able to forgive and forget, that is so powerful. How else can we have or operate in scripture that says, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and long-suffering. This is how we know we are operating in the fruit of gentleness, as well as what love is. Jesus Christ himself laid down his life for us. This we know. And we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. If anyone has, amen, material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person? I want to even put this to you. Amen. Let us love not just with words or speech, but with actions, showing gentleness towards one another, irrespective of our past. Amen. This is how we know that we belong to the truth and how we set our hearts at rest in his presence, because our hearts demonstrate the gentleness of our Father. Hallelujah. Our hearts that will not condemn us if we are operating in the fruit of the Spirit, gentleness. We can have confidence before God and know and receive from him anything we ask because we keep his commands. Glory to God. And we do what pleases him, which is to walk in humility, grace, thankfulness, day by day, not just when it's convenient, the fruit of the Spirit of gentleness 24/7. This is his command, that if we believe in the name of his Son, hallelujah, Jesus Christ, we should love one another as he commands us. And the one who keeps his commands lives in him and he in them. And this is how we know that he lives in us. We know it by the Spirit. And the fruit of the Spirit, gentleness, absolutely, we must submit to the Father God in all humility. Hallelujah. Realizing this, people of God, that it is in him that we live and move and have our being. Hallelujah. And we do this under his guidance for his kingdom. Again, this is not some Pollyanna fiction. Amen. It is the truth. Gentleness constrains the fleshly nature and channels the workings of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That we may operate in the power of God, the dunamis power of God. For it is in Christ, hallelujah, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Hallelujah. So to be gentle is to recognize that God's ways and thoughts are high above our own. It is in our humility that we realize and are shaped by our frailty and exposure to sin and the need for a Savior that is able to forgive and forget. Scripture tells us if we are faithless, he remains faithful. Amen. I mean, perfect example, the King David, whose sins were scandalous and failures were massive, but he knew true repentance and how to operate in the spirit of humility and gentleness. Glory to God. He shares that often in the book of Psalms, amen, that the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For you, amen, for me, Scripture tells us that he doesn't delight in sacrifice or we would bring it, amen. But he takes, hallelujah, pleasure in a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart he will not despise. In other words, operating in the fruit of the spirit of gentleness can produce a softness of heart. Jeremiah 24:7 says, I will give them a heart to know me, that I am the Lord. They will be my people, and I will be their God, for they will return to me with all their heart. Isaiah 57 reads, amen. I dwell in a high and holy place, and with the oppressed and humble in spirit, to restore the spirit of the lowly and revive the heart of the contrite. Let me tell you, it is to our and betterment to have a gentle spirit. God is our gentle and merciful Father. He is the loving shepherd caring for his people. Amen. Gentleness comes from God, and it carries with it divine power. I refer to it as my superpower. Amen. And because gentleness is a source of the Father, from the Father, when we are more gentle, we can express his loving power. Even Jesus himself was an example. Amen. He had what a gentle and he said lowly in heart, yet he ministered in great authority, power, and influence. Hello. Glory to God. What does it mean to be gentle? Gentleness is similar to kindness, but it involves cultivating a softness of heart towards other people. I just want to decree and release these words regarding the fruit of the Spirit, gentleness. Speak evil of no one. Avoid quarreling. Be gentle. Show perfect courtesy toward all people. Amen. Keep your conscience clear in the name of Jesus. Let your gentleness be evident to all in the name of Jesus. Always be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other, making allowance for each other's faults because of your love. Clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. And if any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Be full of mercy and good fruits. Be impartial. Show no partiality. Be sincere. Hallelujah. I pray that you'll be quick to listen and slow to speak and slow to become angry in the name of Jesus. The word of God says that a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Don't be quarrelsome. Take no offense in the name. Irregardless of circumstantial situations, respond with the fruit of the spirit of gentleness. Never react to adversity, but respond with the fruit of the spirit, gentleness. Examine the spirit behind your words and let your words bring comfort and peace. Respond with the fruit of the spirit, gentleness, and a softened heart. Walk operating in the fruit of the spirit, gentleness, and see that you can actually affect and effect the atmosphere about you and change the evidence. Amen. And whenever you want to know the purpose behind something, always look at its outcome. Let your gentleness be intentional, people of God, in the name of Jesus. Respond with the fruit of the Spirit, gentleness. The ecclesia and those with legislative authority, the elect of God, are meant to be silent in this hour, but it's not going to work. God is going to establish his church in the midst of this chaos. Amen. We know the gates of hell will not prevail against us. We as a church must be the light in the midst of the darkness. The world needs to see us respond with the fruit of the Spirit, gentleness, not internally tearing one another down or walking around with the blood of our brother and sisters on our hands. We must be able to speak out and not diminish our prophetic voices with such unkindness. No, 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 no. Respond with the spirit, the fruit of the spirit of gentleness. Amen. Gentleness is indeed a gift. And as a trait, it is produced when a softened heart abides in Jesus. Hallelujah. True gentleness demands something on our part. Amen. It is intentional. Remember that. Intentionally kind. Intentionally compassionate. Intentionally humble towards others, especially when they are facing struggles or difficulties. Amen. So in closing, soften our softness of heart. Jesus will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. He will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh according to Scripture. And my prayer, hallelujah, Father God, your promise of a new heart according to Ezekiel 36 is indicative of your mercy and your might. And I praise you for this promise you've already fulfilled. The blood of Jesus once and for all cleanses us. And you've forgiven us of all of our sins, past, present, and future. Sins of omission and commission. Sins of thought and deed. Sins of words that we should not have released. May we now understand and completely walk in the fruit of the Spirit, gentleness, with a softened heart, an entreated heart, a contrite heart. Hallelujah. May this affirmation never fall from my lips, O God, but but let it go forth and bring life to the hearers. Amen. Indeed, I most earnestly desire today for those who are under the sound of my voice, by the work of the indwelling of the Holy Ghost, change your heart. Let the Father soften your heart. Cry out to him for a heart that is tender, a heart that is sweet, a heart that is compassionate, a heart that is caring people, a heart that is the heart of a servant, a soft heart, the heart of Jesus. The fruit of the Spirit, gentleness, making you more restful and not resentful, more merciful and less of a mercenary, amen, more compassionate, quicker to listen than to speak, quicker to not take offense, and more likely to be consoling than controlling. Ah, and more often, hallelujah, saying yes than no in forgiving and forgetting in the name of Jesus. Those under the sound of my voice, I want to encourage you. Let Christ increase and we decrease ever the more. And make a determination that I will submit to the fruit of the Spirit, gentleness, through the power of the Holy Spirit. I pray, hallelujah, that you will have a renewed gratitude and understanding in the name of Jesus, because you have been appointed. You have been called, you have been chosen. So he wants you to bear fruit, fruit that will last. Hallelujah. The Father will say, he says that whatever we ask in his name, hallelujah, he will give it to us. He is the gardener. He will prune every branch that bears fruit so it will be able to be even more fruitful. The Apostle Paul said that to be filled with the fruit of righteousness, and hallelujah, is what he desired. The fruit may abound to our account. Therefore, we commit ourselves to bring forth the fruit of the Spirit of gentleness. And we renounce and turn from the fruit of the flesh in the name of Jesus. Because we belong to Christ, we are crucified, hallelujah, hallelujah, and the flesh with all of its affections and lusts, amen, are now, hallelujah, buried in the name of Jesus. You no longer wear those gray clothes in Jesus' name. But a seed cannot bear fruit unless it first falls into the ground and dies. So I decree and declare over you the confession that we are crucified with Christ, but nevertheless we live, yet not us, but Christ lives in us. And the life that we now live, amen, in the flesh is by faith of the Son of God who loves us and gave himself for us. So Father God, thank you that we are good ground and that we hear your word and we receive this word, hallelujah, on today. I understand, hallelujah, your word tells us to bear fruit in our lives. Sometimes 100-fold, sometimes 60, sometimes 30. We are like a tree planted by the rivers of water and brings forth fruit in its season. Our leaves shall not wither, and whatever we do shall prosper. I thank you for fulfilling, hallelujah, your assignment and purpose and calling on our lives, and we will walk in the fullness of the Godhead, operating in the fruit of the Spirit, gentleness. Fill us with the knowledge of your will concerning the fruit of the Spirit, amen, and in all wisdom and spiritual, Father God, understanding that we will walk worthy of you, hallelujah, being fruitful in every good work, Father God, and increasing in the knowledge of you. In Jesus' name I pray, hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to say thank you again for being with me on this Shabbat Saturday. I do not take it lightly in the name of Jesus. I know that the word that has gone forth, amen, I want you to just take it back to your quiet place and just meditate on that word, amen, and let it minister to you and hear what the Spirit of the Lord would say to you concerning a softened heart and walking in the fruit of the Spirit, gentleness in the name of Jesus. Do not take it lightly, the word that has gone forth on today. But again, take it in your heart. Receive it in your heart. Today in your hearing, he is calling you to a new thing that is being released. He is creating a new path, hallelujah, for his people in the midst of the chaos, that we may be an answer to a crying world, hallelujah, as we are going forth to open up our mouths to bring life to this world that is dying around us. My God, today, we are going to be shifted into a new thing, people of God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Listen, the Lord God, he is going to do a new thing in this season. And we are at our place of victory, and we receive this word in this hour in the name of Jesus. And he will demonstrate and manifest the fruit of the Spirit gentleness in your life in the name of Jesus. I pray that you have been blessed by this word and that it truly has touched your heart. I pray that there will be a manifestation and a demonstration of change for the word that has been decreed and declared. Hallelujah. And I believe, God, you should believe him too, that you can have a softened heart. You can walk in the spirit of humility. Amen. Glory to God. And he can take you from where you are now to where you are to be, operating and walking in the fullness of the Godhead, in the fruit of the Spirit, gentleness. Abba, Father, I pray that you fill this broadcast with your glory, and that those who are under the sound of my voice now and later on the rebroadcast will experience a great manifestation of your power and your presence. Touch the life and nature of God within them, Father God, as only you can. Change is taking place now in the name of Jesus. I want to say thank you again for stopping by for another Shabbat Saturday. Thank you, Dr. Kimmy Kim and the Elation Radio family, for this platform. And thank you, God's people. I pray the Lord will continue to bless you, continue to enlarge your borders and territories in the name of Jesus. Thank you again for joining us. Amen. On this Shabbat Saturday, my God, today. And all of you, please come back next Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for another Shabbat Saturday at this great station. Again, thank you, Dr. Kimmy Kim, our producer, for your example. My God, today, may the Lord God continue to use you, great woman of God. Now, please close us out. Shalom, everyone. I love you. God bless.
If I burned a bridge, that's not what I meant. If I broke some hearts, I didn't mean that too. I believe the men and know something I have to come to terms with. I don't know who I am anymore. Sometimes I wish I could go back. my heart and my head at war. So I realize with everything I've tried, nothing fills the void.
To the end.